Hello. I'm very pleased to welcome you all to the 23rd annual IFAMA World Forum. It's great to see so many old friends that come back again and also to see so many new faces in the audience. I'm particularly excited about the 140 students that we have here from all over the world. And for those of you that were just able to sit in on the student case competition, that was extremely exciting. And how well that a group of students can take something that's a very complex case, I know because I wrote it, and do in 5 hours and come up with just some amazing strategies and presentations. But the diversity inside those student teams, no matter what university they were from, is just tremendous to see. IFAMA is a unique organization. It's an organization, we span the value chain, from farm to fork. We cross industries. We attack, look at, try to break down cross-cutting issues, sustainability, food security, the role of agricultural and economic development. But I think the most important characteristic of IFAMA is that it brings together the business community and the academic community, not just in one geography, but on a global basis. And by doing this, it allows a two-way sharing of information, and it means that industry can talk about the most important problems and opportunities, and that the academic community who's training the next generation of leaders can incorporate that and attack those and to figure out solutions for those either through research but also in how they shape the young people and even the later talent, mid-career talent and leadership programs that they're putting together. To me, there's never been a more important or an exciting time to be in this industry. Demand is growing. As we all know, we hear 2050 being talked about. But not only that, not only is it growing, but it's also shifting in where it is, to parts of the world that we don't normally think about. So from our very often developed country perspective of the U.S., from Europe, the markets, the exciting markets and the exciting opportunities in the future are in places that we haven't even visited. Some of us, even have a hard time finding where they are on the map. And that means that we're going to have a tremendous shift and how we think about these new opportunities in the world. Technology's changing. It's impacting the way that we talk to each other. It's impacting the way that we can achieve training. Someone described to me recently that the best picture of a farmer in Africa is someone with a hoe in one hand and a cell phone in the other. This opens up tremendous new avenues, but it's changing very quickly. Again, we're in a leapfrog state. It's going to take new skills in order to be able to take advantage of this. On the consumer side, we still have, many, many people around the world that struggle every day to put food in their mouths. And at the other end of the spectrum, we have an increasingly demanding consumer set in markets that have more income at their disposal. And they're expecting more out of the companies that they are doing business with, the products that they buy. They want more transparency. They want to be able to understand the companies. They want to be able to trust those companies to provide them with products that they believe in, that they know the origin of, that they feel confident in, not just from a safety standpoint, but also a production and processing standpoint from there. So it's become increasingly clear to me and to IFAMA as an organization that for businesses to succeed in the future, it's more than just a story about physical resources. It's more than a story about financial capital. But really the glue that's going to hold all of this together is the human capital, the talent, as we call it here. It's basically, it comes down to people. And that's why IFAMA has such an important job ahead of us, because we sit at the intersection by bringing the business community, the academic community, and this growing number of students together. So in front of you, I think last year as I opened this meeting when we were in Shanghai, I challenged my first speaker, who happened to be the head of the largest food company in China, and I told him that it was the most important talk that he would ever give, because he was talking to the future leaders of this industry, and even for those of our students that are here that go into academia, they'll be talking to even the generations beyond that in terms of what they say and what they shape. So I'm very, very happy to welcome you here. I encourage you to take the time over the next few days to learn and to share and to create these very important networks and connections. That's really what this organization is about, but it's also about how we're going to tackle these important challenges in the future. So thank you very much for coming.